Oh, unbelievable. And I should have videoed Winksy watching that race. You've composed yourself now, James. Glenn Boss gave you a huge shout out. You've been integral in this. What does this moment mean to you, James?
Oh, I've got mixed emotions, to be honest. Obviously, my career ended 3 months ago and I've got into a role. And it's very satisfying, to be honest. And a little bit emotional. I don't know why, I'm just a little bit emotional. Johnny O'Neill was great for me during my career, and he asked me to do a job, and it's come off. And it was just important that Bossy expressed what I told him about the horse, that he could maintain a gallop, and that's how he rode him. He's a freak at this situation. It's just great that it's paid off.
I guess the emotion is you've retired from the saddle, and it's still raw, isn't it? Emotion, yeah. But you've been part of a very big project, so you're still part of something that, from your previous career now, I guess that's where it's coming from.
Yeah, absolutely. And the Cox Plate's one race I didn't have a ride in. And I remember when Saintly won it, it was a race I always wanted to have a ride in. I never did it. But to be a part of it. And just to know what I told Bossy, I said to him, he switched on a lot. I said he will lack that burst of speed, but if you can get him to maintain a gallop, that's where his best asset was. And he uninterrupted run, and he was just so solid through the line. So
he executed your advice
not real. He's a freak at it, like I said last night, he doesn't care, and it's not that he doesn't care in a bad way. He doesn't care how the race will unfold. He just lets it unfold, and that's why he's so good at it. And you've got to have the horse to be able to manoeuvre, but once he got him in that flowing line, it was important that he didn't stop him, because his greatest attribute is he can maintain a gallop. And like, he was running through further than any. He's a Melbourne Cup horse for sure.